Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, a vocal opposition politician is calling on the government to exempt tips from income tax. But should employees in restaurants, cafes, salons and the wider service industry really keep the change and avoid the tax man? Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. What are people saying on this one, Barry?
Well, many in the service industry, Claire, say, hey, we're not paid enough and tips are, well, they're a show of gratitude for a job well done that shouldn't be penalised. In America, President Donald Trump has promised to eliminate taxes and gratuities, a move that could impact up to 4 million American workers. And the US Senate, it recently passed the No Tax on Tips Act, with both Republicans and Democrats supporting the move. Here, the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, he's insisted there are no plans to exempt tips from taxes, to ring-fence them from USC, PAYE and PRSI. But this push to keep tips away from the revenue, it has come from Independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central, Ken O'Flynn.
And I don't believe that tips should be taxed in this country. The tipping culture in this country, it's gratuity. It's thanking a worker for what the services they've done. We're not the huge tippers that the United States have. The normal type of people that we tip in day-to-day society are our waiters, our baristas, cleaning people, you know, people in the service industry, people that are relying very heavily on tips to bridge the gap between wages and survival. Look, I appreciate everybody has to pay it. Everyone has to contribute. But I believe that the fiver or the 2 euros that you're leaving in the saucer for people is not something that should be taxed.
But if it is part of your income, why shouldn't it not be taxed?
Well, is it really part of your income? You can't rely on that as an income. As we all know, like, this isn't the United States where, you know, 20% gratuity is put onto your meal or put onto your services. It's, you know, so it's very much so you can get end up with 20 euros a night, you can end up with 5 euros a night. God knows, I know it myself from being in a situation of being, having been a waiter and having ran bars and the rest of it. But it's about respect for the workers, it's respect for the generosity of the public who expect that the 5 euros thanking the person for their service or the 2 euros that they've given, the thank you for the person for that service, goes to them. And it's not about going to the taxman. And I think it's about time that the government got their hands out of the tip jar, to be honest with you.
You've raised this on the floor of the Dáil. Are you likely to do so again when it's back after the summer break?
Very, very much so. I think it's an unfair tax. I spoke to some people that are still in the service industry that I'd be in contact with that depend on their tips, that find it very hard to struggle, that have looked at getting out of the service industry. It's difficult to get people into the service industry, as we all know at this stage. It is something that's on the agenda for us in Independent Ireland.
It's not a populist move, though.
Well, what's populist about it? You know, explain to me what's populist about it. It's about being fair to people that are on the lowest rung of the ladder, that are getting mere minimum wage, that are finding it tough, and, you know, their tips help them survive. I know, because I've been in that position myself. I've worked as the waiter, I've worked as the barista. I know how important your tips are to you. And then for a government to come along and take 20% off of that, the fiver that somebody else has left in the saucer for you, you're handing over to the government for a service that you provided. And there's very often a day you don't go home with tips. So I think people, in fairness, in this country need to be allowed some latitude when it comes to the service industry of keeping their hard-earned cash and keeping their tips for going the extra mile for people. Because us as Irish people, we tip for people that go the extra mile.
And that's Ken O'Flynn, Independent Ireland TD, pushing for no tax on tips. We've had such a big text response to this. John in Kilkenny says, I work 6 to 7 months of the year as a tour guide and a driver, and it's the tips that sustain me through the winter, as well as my state pension. We also got another texter in to say that tips are taxable by virtue of the current legislation in the Taxes Consolation Act 1997, whether we like it or not. If it's to change, it will need a policy decision from the minister. Well, that's the very point of this. I mean, is everyone in agreement that gratuity should be ring-fenced, as Kenneth Flynn is talking about?
Yeah, well, Tony Foley, he's Emeritus Associate Professor in Economics at the DCU Business School. Here's what he thinks.
Personally, I think all income should be taxed. Now, I can see an argument which says low-paid jobs are obviously low-pay, so therefore you want to encourage them. But if that's the argument, then you're basically saying we're giving a subsidy to the sector, which might be justified or might not be justified. But I don't think it is justified that someone's income, if it's all paid as just wages and salaries at the end of the week or the month, attaches a higher tax if it's the same level of income than if a proportion of it is given in tips. So as a principle, I would argue, no. The existing principle which applies, which is probably never implemented, that at the moment, all tips should be declared by PAYE workers at the end of the year in a tax return. Of course, they don't. And of course, the revenue don't go chasing after individuals for small amounts of money. So if it's a small amount of money, you can see it's not worth the administrative effort of doing it. But as a broad principle, I don't see why one occupation gets a different tax rate or one level of income gets a different tax rate, apart from progressive tax rates and so on. So as a broad principle, I would say no, all income should be taxed.
What of the argument that many low-paid workers benefit from tips?
Absolutely. But then that's an argument about low pay. And that then becomes a living wage and a minimum wage argument, as opposed to we find a different way of doing it. Because then we end up with several policy instruments to achieve the same thing. We do know there are low pay occupations, so we have a minimum wage. We're moving from that to a living wage. If we're then saying, is that inadequate? And we then have to have a situation where we won't tax certain types of income. Well, then you're basically you're saying, well, then we should have a higher living wage or a higher minimum wage, unless we want to use it as a subsidy to the industry. And then we're saying we don't want employers to have to pay higher money. So we'll make employees a bit better off by giving them a tax relief, as it were. So I can see the logic of that. But the principle of having different types of income, like, say, a bonus income or your average monthly income or overtime income, treat it differently in terms of tax reasons. No, I wouldn't go along with that.
And indeed, we've someone contacting the show to say that tax-free tipping encourages low basic pay. In the US, where culture is tipping, some hourly rates are incredibly low. So what happens now, Barry?
Well, opposition politicians, they're likely to raise this in the Dáil after the summer recess. But the Department of Finance, not for turning, it seems, this evening, Claire. A spokesperson saying it's a general principle of taxation that, as far as possible, income from all sources should be subject to tax. And this is a well-established and broadly accepted principle. And they added how there's much greater transparency around tips in more recent years since recent legislative changes. But Adrian Cummins, he's chief executive of the Restaurants Association, and he says a conversation is now needed over whether tips should be taxed at all.
What we are seeing in the Restaurant Association of Ireland in terms of tips is that customers do tip both on credit card and cash. What we're finding is that our employees would like to see more cash than through the credit card machines, because the taxation element of the tip that is processed on a credit card machine, that has become an issue now for our staff in terms of their take-home pay. You know, we are in a cost of living crisis, so the more that they can take home, the better for them as employees.
And are people still tipping with the same regularity?
People are still tipping. We haven't seen a downturn in it, and we haven't seen an upturn either. The percentage that people would pay, would a tip on a bill, is roughly the same across the board on average. It's between 10 and 15%.
There is new legislation around tips as well, isn't there? What has that meant for your members?
Well, the new legislation, since it came in nearly 3 years ago, means that the transparency around tips is very clear for staff. They understand exactly how much they get, what's the total amount of tips that's collected by the business. And the most important part of this is that it gives clarity to the employee. Now, the downside for the employee is that it's taxed, and also for the employer, they have to pay a PRSI on it. So there is a cost to the employer, and there's also a taxation element for the employee as well, which is tightened up the whole system over the last 3 years.
What of these calls for tips to be exempt from tax? Would you support them?
I would support it on behalf of our staff, who have made it very clear to us that since the legislation came in and there was a tightening up in terms of the taxation element of tips, our staff would like to see it not being taxed. It's not a huge amount of money that they get on a monthly basis. We need to have a conversation about it. The United States has brought it in terms of no tax on tips across the board in the US. Countries like France is looking at it as well for their hospitality sector. So I think we should have a conversation in Ireland I think we should sit down with the revenue and see is there some sort of a proposal or a scheme that could be put in place that benefits our staff in hospitality. And it's not just in hospitality. Tips are used in the hairdressers. You can see tipping in taxis as well. So it's not just in one sector over at all. And I think it would be good in terms of the whole cost of living at the moment for our staff.
Adrian Cummins ending that report from Barry Lenehan.